Well, hello and welcome to Thought for the Day. And as we open our Bibles, let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, this is your word, and so we pray for your Holy Spirit to reveal yourself to us through it. Lord, be our teacher, we pray. Reveal your truths to us and apply them to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we've reached Genesis chapter 19, and we're looking at the first 17 verses. And here in chapter 19, the focus turns from Abraham to his nephew Lot. And in the earlier chapters, we've followed the so-called progress of Lot. In chapter 13, he was introduced as a rich nomad who was much too prosperous to live alongside Abraham. And so he went off to live near Sodom, we were told. By chapter 14, we found that Lot was living in Sodom, with the result that he was captured and that God then, through Abraham, rescued him. And now we're going to discover here in chapter 19 that he owns a house in Sodom, which in the opening verses is besieged by his neighbours. Described in verse 6 as Lot's friends, who want to fulfill their sexual desires on his two male visitors, whom we know to be angels of God. And so in all this, Lot is a fearful warning. Oh yes, we're Christians, but do we live hopelessly compromised lives, trying to live both as citizens of heaven and citizens of this world? And maybe too late, I say to myself, how on earth did I get myself into this mess? And how can I get myself out of it? And the lesson of Genesis 19, as we shall see, is that I can't. Because only God in his mercy can do that, if I let him. And that's where we pick up the narrative today. So I'm going to start reading from chapter 19 and verse 12 through to verse 17. And the two men said to Lot, "Do you have anyone else here, sons-in-law, sons or daughters, or anyone else in the city who belongs to you? Get them out of here, because we are going to destroy this place. The outcry to the Lord against his people is so great that he has sent us to destroy it." So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were pledged to marry his daughters. He said, "Hurry and get out of this place, because the Lord is about to destroy the city." But his sons-in-law thought he was joking. With the coming of dawn, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Hurry, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away when the city is punished." When he hesitated, the men grasped his hand and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them safely out of the city, for the Lord was merciful to them. And as soon as they had brought them out, one of them said, "Flee for your lives. Don't look back and don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains or you will be swept away." Well, I'd like us to see three further things in the verses that we've just read. First, Lot's hesitancy. And how different from Abraham's obedience that we've so often seen in the earlier chapters. So which are we? Are we hesitant Lot or obedient Abraham? Does God have to drag us by the hand as he does Lot in verse 16? Or are we those who hear the word of God and immediately and obediently follow it? Second, we should beware of smugness. It's tempting to read of Lot and thinking how much better we are. But are we? Are we less compromised? Are we less attached to the things of this world? Are we less worried what people of the world think of us? So beware Lot's hesitancy. Beware of smugness, but third, see God's astounding grace and mercy. Because how was Lot saved? Certainly not by his wisdom, not by his righteousness, and certainly not by his willing obedience. He was saved by God providing a place of refuge for him. And so it is for you and for me. We're not saved by our own goodness or our wisdom, but by taking refuge in the goodness of Christ, given to us as we trust in him. There is no other hiding place, no other refuge from the outpouring of the wrath of God against our sin. And so Scripture says to us this morning, as the angel said to Lot, flee to him for your lives. Let's pray. O safe to the rock that is higher than I, my soul in its conflicts and sorrows would fly. So sinful, so weary, thine would I be. O blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. Lord, we come to you, our only refuge. We come just as we are, trusting you for freedom and forgiveness from sin. Lord, may we not loiter and linger with the world as Lot did. May we learn that lesson, and may we praise you for your glory and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.